Oh, well, thanks, Michael, and thank you, Cedar, for having me today to provide my two-handed analysis, but I'm going to give you a one-handed point of view of how we fix things here in WA. If you want to like or retweet any of the tweets today, you can see my handle will come up in a minute. We're going to live tweet those out so you can play along from the audience. When I started to consider this speech last month, unemployment in WA was the highest in the country at 6.4%. This month, it's even worse. Unemployment has risen to 6.8%, which means there are now more than 97,000 West Australians who want to work and are unable to do so. I'm going to come back to this, but suffice to say that this will be the focus of my speech, diagnosing the very serious unemployment problem we have here in WA, and then suggesting a path forward. First, let's talk about the state of Western Australia's economy. WA's road to recovery is proving to be rockier than expected. We began 2019 with most indicators looking positive. Consumers are more confident about the future of the economy, but continue to report difficulties in their personal finances. Businesses are more confident about the future of the economy, but expect a decline in profits in 2019 due to high operating costs, including wages, and weak demand in growth. Businesses are investing in a wide variety of new mining projects, but these projects will not make up for the major LNG projects that are concluding construction. Business investment has not yet experienced the decline that we'd previously forecast this year because of new investments and project delays. But that decline in business investment is still to come. So we forecast that business investment will fall by 15% in 18-19 as the last of the major LNG projects are completed. And as a result, we believe the domestic economy will contract again this year by 1.1% after a 1.1% growth in 17-18, returning to a sustained but subdued growth trajectory in 19-20. It's a stop and start recovery for WA. We're also cautious of external risks that may impact the WA economy. The United States, Australia's largest foreign direct investor, has threatened to increase tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports by a further 15 percentage points unless China, WA's largest trading partner, presents a deal that satisfies the US. Donald Trump tells us via Twitter that substantial progress is being made, but we'll wait to see the impact on that. Exports make up half of the WA economy and half of our exports go to China. A 1% reduction in Chinese GDP growth is associated with a 0.5% reduction in WA mining gross value added growth. It means that WA's economy is intrinsically linked to China's, and we owe our high standard of living to the success of this trade more than any other Australian state. In the long run, no one wins a trade war, especially not West Australians. Looking internally, on the whole, the WA economy's green shoots continue to show, but they've not yet laid down deep roots. Gross state product expanded by 1.9% over 17-18, which is a welcome return to growth after contracting by 1.8% over 16-17. We expect the entire WA economy to grow again in 18-19 at 2.2% as higher exports and household consumption outweigh the fall in business investment. There is no doubt, however, that global risks loom large over our economic recovery. What this highlights is that now, more than ever, we need to work harder to diversify the WA economy. I spent the last few weeks touring the United States at the invitation of the US federal government to study their institutions, their economic development programs, and their advocacy organisations. The most striking city I visited was Detroit, which terrified me. In the 1950s, Detroit was the centre of auto manufacturing for the United States. It was home to some of the most advanced manufacturers in the world. Car manufacturing was the focus, and those living there had a high standard of living. Fast forward to today, and the population has declined by 60%. In a city built for 2 million people, just 700,000 remain. Factories that were once the world's most advanced lay abandoned, and the people they once employed are long gone. The suburbs surrounding these factories, where those people once lived, are now lined with boarded up, derelict houses, and in many instances, houses have been bulldozed for safety. An over-reliance on a single industry meant that when the industry faltered, so did the rest of the economy. This has reinforced a stark lesson for me. Diversification matters. So when I think about the WA economy, this terrifies me because our economy is becoming more concentrated and less diverse. In 2007-08, mining made up 22% of the economy. Today it makes up 31%, and both construction and manufacturing have lost ground. A range of factors are at play here, and in some ways this is cyclical. But if we want to increase the economic resilience in this state, we have to do more on diversifying the economy. We must learn the lessons of narrow economies like Detroit. For most West Australians, a more pressing issue is at hand. Our lack of diversification, our falling business investment, our negative interstate migration all contribute to one factor. The unemployment rate, which is at 6.8% in seasonally adjusted terms, is the highest it's been in almost two decades. Just last week, the Premier restated that his government was elected on a mandate of creating new jobs. They have now set an admirable yet ambitious target of creating 150,000 new jobs. We believe that they need to partner with business, where four out of five jobs are created, and provide the support needed for small business to create new jobs. Consider this. For a small business owner to create a new job, add additional hours or increase wages, they must do so from their own bottom line. It comes from the money that they would otherwise have taken home to their family each week. We also know that 60% of small business owners earn less than $50,000 a year. Additional wages for their staff must come from that $50,000. In these conditions, it's difficult to see how small business owners can afford to create new jobs or additional hours. So, what can we do about it? The WA government has a policy lever in front of it that it has not yet pulled to create new jobs. That lever is decreasing WA's extraordinarily high tax on jobs, payroll tax. WA has the highest payroll tax burden of any state, which means it's more expensive to create a job here in WA than in anywhere else in the country. If the state government wants to achieve its 150,000 jobs target, reduce unemployment for West Australians and diversify the economy by supporting small business, they should now reduce this tax on WA jobs. Importantly, reducing the WA tax on jobs for small business cuts across every single industry evenly, from manufacturing, business services, retail, to transport, which supports diversification. Cutting the WA tax on jobs will also support wages growth. The more jobs in WA, the stronger competition for workers, which leads to sustainable wages growth. It's also one of the most cost-effective ways for a government to create jobs because business does most of the heavy lifting. If the government tries to spend its way to employment, it has to tax the economy for every single dollar of those new jobs. This becomes a heavy drag on both businesses and consumers. However, cutting the WA tax on jobs gives small businesses the kickstart they need to create the jobs themselves, picking up far more of the tab than the government would have if they did it themselves. The WA tax on jobs also puts our lowest skilled workers at a heightened risk of automation. Economists Grace Lawden and David Newmark have found that persistently high labour costs, like we have in WA, can lead to accelerated rates of automation. Automation, if managed correctly, can benefit consumers and workers through lower costs and higher wages over the long term. However, accelerated automation, which could contribute to WA's unemployment problem and disproportionately impacts on low-skilled workers in small businesses, will cause additional problems for WA. Cutting the WA tax on jobs for small business reduces labour costs and helps smooth the transition for West Australians. It assists diversification. It will encourage business investment. It helps wages growth. It supports small business owners. It avoids accelerated automation. And it is more cost effective for the budget. We believe the case has never been stronger. Last year was the year to fix the GST. This is the year to reduce the tax on small business jobs and to boost diversification and create new jobs for West Australians. Thank you.